right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The nation's spy agencies are waiting to hear if Congress will renew FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that allows the FBI and CIA to spy on the communications of foreign nationals without a warrant. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling Congress this week why FISA is so important.
It helps us find out who these terrorists are working with and what they're targeting, and it's what we need to stop them before they kill Americans.
The House expected to vote on reauthorization of FISA today. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says his boss, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, has been making calls to world leaders about the possibility of a retaliatory strike by Iran on Israel.
To make clear that escalation is not in anyone's interest and that countries should urge Iran not to escalate.
The interpreter for Dodgers star player Shohei Ohtani is expected to turn himself in today. He's accused of stealing $16 million from Ohtani. This is ABC News. Russia keeping up the attacks on Ukraine's power plants. A new strike taking out a large plant near Kyiv. Russia has turned its drones and missiles on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, forcing power cuts in some regions. New concerns about ongoing drug shortages across the country. Here's ABC's Andrea Fuji.
Doctors and pharmacists are sounding the alarm as a nationwide drug shortage hits a record high. Cancer treatments, diabetes, ADHD, and injectable drugs critical in life-saving operations are just some of the medications in low supply. Experts say there are several reasons as to why: supply and demand, manufacturing and raw material issues following the pandemic, and lack of incentive for big pharmaceutical companies to produce the generic drugs that have now become so cheap.
And an ATM is going to the dogs in Philly. ATD Bank locations has what it calls an automated treat machine. If a dog puts its paws on the mat, out pops a treat, no account needed. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A man and a 13-year-old girl died following a chase and overnight standoff south of Madison Wednesday night. 37-year-old Alexander C. Grunke of Middleton died from an apparent suicide. Grunke was identified as a person of interest in the death of 32-year-old Tana Poppy at a home in Lamont, Iowa, near Dubuque. A St. Croix County court jury found Nikolai Miu guilty of fatally stabbing a teenager and wounding 4 others on the Apple River in July of 2022. Jurors found Miu guilty of first-degree reckless homicide in the death of Isaac Schumann and on 4 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety while using a weapon. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development wants to get parents and kids ready to navigate youth employment this summer. This Tuesday's webinar will discuss youth apprenticeship programs and how technical colleges can help young people find a good job right out of school. Sign up at dwd.wi.gov and search for Youth Webinar.
Whether taking on large commercial landscapes or your own backyard, let Steele help with your pursuit of the perfect cut. Introducing Steele zero-turn mowers for homeowners and pros. With a wide range of features and options, like our advanced four-wheel suspension system and 0% financing available, it's time to let the pursuit begin. Real Steele. Find yours at steelusa.com/zero-turn. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details. In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steele mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steele offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steele zero turn mower. Real Steele. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
For the month of April, O'Galley Cheese will be doing $1 off per pound of their own cheddar cheeses, onion and garlic, garlic and fine herbs, rosemary, sun-dried tomato and basil, herbs de Provence, peppercorn, and medium white cheddar will all be a part of the deal. Make sure to stock up. Good in-store and online. O'Galley Cheese, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to 59 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 35 tomorrow. Kicking off a great weekend with sunshine, 73 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high of 74. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long. For it. I did my best to win the part. Now I'm leaving here with what's left of my heart. Bye-bye, I'll catch you later. Got a lead foot down on my accelerator and the rearview mirror torn off.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your lips hold a wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging, please, please, please. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Fiery flame, my lips can only speak your name. Just spread my ashes all around. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn. Turn me on and burn me down. Touch me, turn me on and burn me down.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Expect to be in this.
his position and expect to have to rise above. My reputation for cynicism, been a jaded lady when it comes to love. Oh baby, just to feel this feeling that everything that you do gives me. It's been too long since somebody whispered, attracting me to you. All business, baby, none of the high that no talker can live up to. Just another whisper if you please. Don't worry about the details, darling. You got the kind of mind I love to read. Talk is cheap and baby, time's expensive. So why waste another minute more? And life's too short to be so apprehensive. Love's as much a symptom, darling, as the cure. It's like a genuine voodoo hits me. It's been too long since somebody whispered, ooh, ooh. Oh baby, I can feel this feeling. Everything that you do gives me. It's been too long since somebody whispered.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mary Chapin Carpenter and Shut Up and Kiss Me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 30s to low 40s this morning, and we're expecting warmer temperatures here for the weekend. We'll have more details with our ag weather forecast here coming up. Also have our newsmaker segment as well on the way this hour. Tomorrow morning, bright and early, 7 a.m. from RST, Rochester International Airport. It'll be wheels up as I head to the National Association of Broadcasters annual convention. Yes, it happens every year in Las Vegas, so off to Las Vegas, and we'll be there through next Thursday. I'll be meeting with a lot of other radio colleagues. Folks from the FCC as well normally attend this, but even Engineer Greg is attending, and he's teaching some classes for the Society of Broadcast Engineers on AM radio. That's why I have to leave on Saturday, because I'm part of the class with our broadcasting in AM stereo. Yeah, I have to be part of the class, not so much to teach, but to talk with other radio station owners, general managers, and engineers of how we're doing it here at the station. You want to hear how AM radio, by the way, can sound like, how it should sound like in every vehicle? Just listen to our streaming audio at realcountry1430.com. When you listen to our streaming audio, you are listening to an over-the-air AM radio. And that's how radio, your AM radio should sound in your vehicles. We've been talking about this for a long time. That's why we got to keep the pressure on the car companies to say, look, let's put in some decent receivers like you used to do, not the garbage you are now. Well, you know why they're putting the garbage radios in is because they're hoping to have like over $1 trillion in subscription revenue, more subscriptions you have to pay for if they take out AM and FM radio. That's why they put in junky radios. But I think we can still stop it. We just have to continue to pressure the car manufacturers to stop doing what they're doing. On the way, we'll have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osteoplastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at dairy economics, looking at the spring of 2024. Dairy producers and support people should be well aware that the enrollment period for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program has now been opened up, and it closes on April 29th. And this, of course, is a USDA program that's serviced by their service center. A critical program because it's a bit of an insurance that really helps our dairy farmers. What it does, it looks at the current milk price in the U.S., then subtracts from that the typical or average feed cost with that, and then looks if that spread is under $9.50 at the optimal level to ensure, then a small payment is made. That will cover the first 5 million pounds of milk. That covers about 200 to 250 cows, depending on the breed of the cow. Last year, the average payout was $2.80 a hundredweight. Now, that's a big number. And last year, the program paid out $1.2 billion. The bad news, Bill, is that while the spread is $9.50, we need about $11 spread to cover all those other non-feed costs, so certainly a bit of like an insurance policy. We also recently saw some new information coming out of USDA looking at the farm income is going to be down about 25%. That's primarily looking at all parts of farming income. Farm expenses up about 3.8%, and sales of crop and animals down about 4.2%. Looking at planting intentions right now, it appears that we're going to be down to about 3% in corn acreages, and that's going to be picked up primarily by soybeans because of the Farm Doc program here in Illinois shows that it's a bit more profitable in 2024 to be raising soybeans than raising corn. Of course, there could be a whole bunch of factors that go into this that can change in 2024. We know some interesting things. First of all, cow numbers are very static. We're sitting right around 9.4 million cows. Normally, we see about a 1% increase. That is not happening last year or this year. As we mentioned, feed prices are probably going to be a bit lower, especially corn and soybeans, as we see high inventory and a decrease in export as well. The heifer market is quite tight. We've seen it come up in values, typically $1,800, $2,000 for replacement heifers, but the cost to raise them is pegged at about $2,500. So that's not a cost center as well. Bill, there's been three new processing plants opening up in the United States or under construction, and of course they're going to demand more milk. So where that milk will come from will be an interesting situation. Exports were down in 2023 by about 17% and pretty stagnant now in 2024. Primarily, not much milk and whey products going to China. Culling stays fairly static even with the strong beef prices because of not having as many heifers to replace them at this stage of the game. If we look at some of the numbers that have just come out at this point, the average total milk production is fairly flat, both years sitting at 226 million pounds of milk here going across the board as well. We have 26,290 dairy farms reported in 2023, with the average about 357 cows on each herd. California continues to lead with total milk yield and number of dairy cows. Michigan, however, has the highest milk production per cow at a whopping 27,546 pounds, Bill. New Mexico continues to have the largest herd size at 2,710 cows. And South Dakota is kind of the superstar. They're adding the most cows this last year, 15,000 more cows there. That relates a bit to their dairy industry. So our take-home messages basically are, number one, that certainly sign up for the Dairy Marginal Coverage Program. Don't miss that. Number two, profitability is going to be a bit challenging in the first half of 2024. It may improve in the latter half as far as that goes. And certainly these factors that we're talking about are going to be coming into play. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Has global agriculture trended more towards a sustainable and, in turn, productive model over the past six decades? The USDA research economist Keith Fugley says a recent study point out
agriculture has become more productive. It's reducing the use of those resources around the world. So we're getting a lot more output per unit of land as well as per unit of labor, but also getting more efficient use of fertilizers. We're reducing the amount of resource water per output as well as greenhouse gas emissions per output.
During the six-decade period of study, the report measuring efficiency in what is produced commodity-wise versus the amount of inputs used to raise such product. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Way to get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background. More stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Mm-hmm.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brad Paisley and Mud on the Tires here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning, 44 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, May milk up 8 to 16.10, June up 9 to 16.62. July and August were steady. July at 17.21, August at 17.81. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 1.25 to 154 and 3/4. 40-pound blocks down 6 to 151. One trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3.75 to 289.25, four trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 115, no trades. Dry weigh steady at 36.25, eight trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are called mixed today. After spending time in negative territory, cattle futures were able to gain traction and move higher yesterday. Technical support held for the time being. Hogs struggled to close higher after the huge price decline on Wednesday. Packers were not aggressive as most of their needs have already been purchased for the week. April live cattle opens the day at 180.25, June 173.90, August 171.45. April feeder cattle open at 239.17, May 238.15, August at 248.95. April hogs open at 91.45, May 97.30, June 105.80. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are relatively flat, soybeans slightly higher, wheat also relatively flat. The trade trying to rebound from Thursday's USDA-related sell-off. Also, the wholesale prices were not rising as high as expected in the latest wholesale price report. And that's trying to provide some support to the markets, but so far a pretty quiet morning in the grains. May corn up 0.5 to 4.29 1/4. July steady at 4.41. September up 0.25 to 4.50 3/4. December steady at 4.66. May beans up 1.75 to 11.61. July and August up 1.25. July at 11.73 3/4. August 11.72 3/4. New crop up 1.5 to 11.65 3/4. May soybean meal up $1.50 to 3.37.10. May soybean oil up 2 cents to 46.04. Chicago wheat may steady at 5.51 3/4. July up 0.25 to 5.66.5. Minneapolis wheat may down 1.75 to 6.35.25. July down 3/4 to 6.44.5. Energy markets this morning are higher. May crude oil up 98 cents to 86 even. June up 96 cents to 85.41. May and June gas both up 3 cents. May at 2.80, June at 2.78. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 377, May 380, June 386, new crop 411. Cash beans 1079, May 1084, June 1088, new crop 1079. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 398 3/4, May 403 3/4, June 398, new crop 416. Pilgrims Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 389, May 393, June 411, new crop 416. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 378, May 381, new crop 411. Cash beans 1084, May 1087, new crop 1089. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 384, new crop 411, cash beans 1083, new crop 1079. At Red Wing Grains, cash and May corn 413, June 416, new crop 416, cash beans 1133, May 1137, June 1145, new crop 1109. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and May corn 381, new crop 411, cash beans 1087, May 1090, new crop 1089. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 160 to 185, Holstein fed cattle 136 to 173, market cows 94 to 132, bulls 121 to 150, calves 360 to 900, beef steers 200 to 337, Holstein steers 125 to 200. Sheep markets, market lambs 265 and down, light lambs 295 and down, ewes 155 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 210 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 191, finished beef heifers 180 to 190.50, finished dairy steers 165 to 177, market cows 100 to 124, market bulls 122 to 162. Hog markets from Zumbrota, market hogs 49 to 66, light sows 49 to 57, heavy sows 49 to 58.50, boars 19 to 22.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I was up all night wondering what to do, thinking that I ought to just forget about you, but it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out, but it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Well, the hotel told me you're a heartbreak king. Yes, I ought to pay attention when they say those things, but it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. I know all my old buddies wanna help me out, but it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Turn the jukebox up, throw some sawdust down. I'm too far gone to turn this heart around. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. Well, it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Burn the jukebox up and throw some sawdust. But it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out. But it's a little too late to do the right thing now. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. But it's a little too late.
when the sun goes down on my side of town. That lonesome feeling comes to my door and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart you come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. To watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon moon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for.
Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Baby,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning is Sean Conley. He is with the UW Extension, and we are going to talk a little bit about the upcoming Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Soybean Marketing Board's Soybean Yield Contest. And thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, along with Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Synergy Co-op, Osteoplastics, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Anabas Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. And Sean, again, thank you for joining us. And the getting ready for the starting to sign up for the Soybean Yield Contest. And last year, we had one of the winners from right here in my neck of the woods in western Wisconsin, just outside of Durand. So this is something that's kind of fun for really all soybean growers to get involved with.
Yeah, Brian, this is a great opportunity for farmers from across the state. You know, kind of get a little bit of a friendly competition amongst each other, but also go out there and work with your retailers, your crop consultants, your seed suppliers, and really try some things different on a small amount of acres, see what really works, see what drives yield, and, you know, tends to lean into profitability. And then you can apply those on larger and broader acres to really help improve the overall environmental and economic sustainability of your farm. So this has been a great program, and I enjoy, you know, working with the farmers on this and getting to see them come to Corn Soy Expo and celebrate afterwards.
You mentioned, yes, this is a fun competition. Everybody likes to kind of, you know, who can do best. But you mentioned that real critical part. There's a lot of things that have come from this contest that are being used now in the fields, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a good, really good opportunity for farmers to try new things and test out how they are at a small amount of acres. Usually on these yield contest parts of the field, the farmers watch them a little more closely. They're monitoring, you know, soil test levels, leaf tissue, running drones over and looking for NDVI, just looking for any type of management differences that they can parse out from one of the what they put on here for inputs, and then say, all right, this cost me X amount of dollars and I've got this benefit in terms of yield gain. This is something I can apply across all my acres and really help push my farm average yield and profitability forward. So it's great. And I really enjoy it. And hopefully farmers do too.
Talking with Sean Conley with the University of Wisconsin, talking about the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Competition. Sign up underway right now. And registration deadline, August 31st. But best to get signed up now, and because we're at the beginning of the planting season. Sean, over the years that you've been doing this, for some of the winners and some of the things that they've done, have you been able to take that information and use it in the classroom and in your own research?
Yeah, we have, Brian. So what this really has allowed us to do is really adapt in a broader acreage what farmers are doing and what kind of works in the northern part of the state, southern part of the state, east and west, and to be able to implement that and put that into my own research projects and see how that pencils out here. And I think the best part about it is kind of has, you know, gives that familiarity and really helps those farmers have those communications with their seed input suppliers. And I know there's a lot of strong relationships out there anyhow, but it really helps start that off in the beginning. And I've had some really good interactions with the input suppliers. And it's always funny when you go to Corn Soy Expo, it doesn't take long for those input suppliers to put their yield contest winners on their front booths to kind of announce that we helped them win. So it's kind of a win-win for industry as a whole.
Talking with Sean Conley with the University of Wisconsin Extension and also UW-Madison about the soybean yield contest. Now, Sean, that's you kind of mentioned this, the different areas, regions of the state. That's how this is set up, because in northern Wisconsin, it's going to be a lot different than in southern Wisconsin and Dane County, that's for sure. And so that's why you have this kind of divided up, right?
Right, Brian. So every year what we do is we do a rolling 10-year average yield, and we try to kind of parse it out to make sure it's fair and equitable across the state, so that obviously someone in northern Wisconsin isn't competing with a farmer down in Iowa County, you know, somewhere that really that's the environment, sells, everything is deeper. So we really try to make it fair in terms of being able to what that average yield on a per county basis is. So that makes it fun in that way, but also gets more people involved. And the more farmers that we can recognize across the state for doing a good job in growing their soybeans really helps move the farm program, Wisconsin Soybean Farmers, ahead further. It really kind of helps adapt those acres and You know, Brian, when I first came to Wisconsin, I've been here about, I think this is my 16th growing season. We had 1.5 million acres. This year, we're looking at maybe going 2.2 to 2.3 million acres. So we've gained a significant amount of headway in terms of the amount of acres we've adapted and moved into. And a lot of it has actually come from the northern part of Wisconsin. We've seen a lot of better yielding genetics, better management, I think, as farmers have adopted new management strategies, have gone through and actually managed soybeans as a crop. When I first came to Wisconsin, that was always like the redheaded step cousin, if you will. No one really wanted to talk to it or manage it or do anything like that. But now people are actually saying, wow, if I actually put some money and dollars and invest in soybeans, I can get a significant return on investment. It's a very profitable crop for many farmers across the state.
Talking with Sean Conley this morning with you, the University of Wisconsin, on the soybean yield contest going on the registration now with Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, also the Wisconsin Soybean Association as well. So, Sean, how there's kind of a couple different avenues for farmers and even seed growers to get involved with this, or the input folks. Explain that, how folks can sign up.
Sure. There's a direct way that farmers can do it themselves. They can go into my website, which is www.coolbean.info. Right on the front page, there's the yield contest forms. They can download and send it in. This last year, actually, what really helped drive the number of applicants we had was a seed dealer program that the Soybean Association, Soybean Marketing Board promoted with the seed dealers to help them kind of promote within their teams and across the farmers in their areas to help promote them. So last year, we had the most entries that we've ever had. We had 75 entries, which was a really good number. But then a couple of other things on top of that, Brian, is we have some new categories that I really try to help encourage farmers. Like one of the categories we have this year that's brand, well, this is the second year of it, will be like the new farmer entry. So if a farmer has never submitted one before, they are put into a category by themselves. So it gives them an opportunity to learn, and they're not competing against some of these farmers that have been doing this for 15 plus years. So there's a little bit of a opportunity incentive there. But then we also have the planting green category as well. We're seeing more and more interest with farmers, putting cover crops out there in the system and trying to keep those cover crops out on their fields for as long as possible to sequester carbon, to manage weeds. So that's another opportunity for farmers that are really trying to implement cover crops and be able to look at that as a system and be able to apply that way. So there's multiple different areas that they can apply across the state. And I think it's, again, just a great way for them to learn, peer learning. I could sit up there for hours and hours and hours, but you get two farmers, in the back of the room or in the back of the bar after Corn Soy Expo or wherever you might be there, have a lot of good conversations. And that peer-to-peer learning is a really important thing among farmers. And I think this contest gives them that opportunity to have those conversations.
Not only do you have the peer-to-peer learning, but you also get to have a little bit of fun too. And everybody likes to have the bragging rights, don't they?
That's exactly right.
And so again, that website where farmers and even seed dealers can go if they want to get involved with this, how can they do that again?
Sure. So the website is www.coolbean.info, or you can just Google Wisconsin Soybean Association, Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, and be able to go and get access through your association websites as well. Or you can just kind of Google me. And then feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at BadgerBean, or X, I guess it's called now. I don't know if I'll ever get that one straight, Brian, but on X. And that way I push out this information. So farmers will see this all summer long as I'm trying to encourage people to join. And I know farmers are always a little slow to begin with because they don't know how the season's going to go. And I know, last year, a lot of farmers were a little concerned about how dry it was. But if you look at the ended up, well, we were all darn near a record year, even with how dry we were across the state. And ultimately, Brian, every year at Corn Soy Expo, I have a farmer come up and say, oh, I would have beat that farmer. Well, you can't win if you don't enter. So that's what I always try to encourage farmers to do.
I like that. I like that. You can go to coolbean.org or coolbean.com, or you can also the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Soybean Association website, or again, you can just also do a search for Sean as well and reach out to him on the soybean yield contest going on this year. And again, don't forget, you have until August 31st, but why don't you get signed up now? That's Sean Conley with the University of Wisconsin. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
The warming trend will continue today in our ag weather forecast. We'll also have dry conditions with ample sunshine. Now, widespread rain is expected by the middle of next week with temperatures returning to near normal. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 54 to 59, relative humidities at 33 to 38%, northwest winds at 16 to 21, gusting to 30. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 31 to 36, relative humidities at 85 to 90%, northwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs 68 to 73, relative humidities at 28 to 33%, south winds at 12 to 17, 12 hours of sunshine expected. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75. For Monday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 70 to 75. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, rain and a chance of thunderstorms, highs 65 to 70. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and highs 60 to 65.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Next time it rains, watch where the runoff goes. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If it flows toward your well, it might be carrying contaminants that could jeopardize your drinking water as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for